All right, welcome to this BrightLearn.ai update. I'm Mike Adams, the developer of BrightLearn, which, of course, is our book creation engine that has been used by thousands of authors now to create over 16,000 books or close to that. Yeah, I think it's over 16,000. Yeah, it just went over 16,000. Okay, so 5,000 authors, 16,000 books, 134,000 downloads, and we've had 750,000 visitors since we launched the site, and it's all free. And people are loving it. They get to create amazing books on almost any topic, and everybody's having a blast with it. So, what happened? Well, the site was offline for many hours yesterday, and that's related to the fact that AT&T maliciously blacklisted the site. So they deplatformed the site from all of their millions of customers, blocked it with a warning that said something like, oh, it's harmful information or I don't remember the exact thing, but it was malicious, it was authoritarian, it was extreme censorship, and it was a violation of the civil rights of the American people. It was a violation of the First Amendment, and it was just mean, you know, AT&T just being freaking mean. It reminds me of all the censorship under the Biden regime and during the COVID years, when all of us who were telling the truth about vaccines or whatever, we were all censored, punished, deplatformed, debanked, you name it, smeared, raked through the media, called basically domestic terrorists, you know, when we were just trying to help save lives and keep people healthy. Well, that's what AT&T did again in the last 24 hours. So that may be resolved by now. I'm not actually sure if it has been. Some people have told me they're able to access it again. But it caused a lot of disruptions and problems, wasted a bunch of my time trying to figure out what's going on. Why is it banned? Because, of course, there's nothing malicious on the site. It's a giant bookstore. But everything's free. Okay, so it's like a free bookstore. Like, just take what you want. And why would AT&T burn books online? You know, is this 1984? Are they Orwellian overlords? AT&T will gladly serve up any number of porn sites or gambling sites or sites promoting alcohol and drinking games or whatever. That's fine with AT&T, you know, but books, oh, dangerous, malicious books, you know. Learning is dangerous, according to AT&T. So it'll be interesting to find out if we ever find out what was their internal justification for blocking BrightLearn.ai. Do they think it's dangerous for people to learn? Did they not like our books about how to sprout food? I mean, I'm looking at the website right now, okay? Here we go. Here's some of the books that AT&T didn't want you to read. The 12 Mineral Miracles, a comprehensive guide to cell salts for holistic health. Ooh, sounds dangerous. The Symphony of Silence, a holistic blueprint to restore hearing and reverse aging and reawaken your senses. Oh, the terror. Here's one. Deep South Roots, a practical guide to building and maintaining earth-dug root cellars in the southeastern U.S. Oh my gosh, we can't let people read those books. Here's a book about silver. Here's a book about surviving MS. Here's a book about precious metals. Here's a book about traveling through the Caribbean. Here's a book about breathing. Here's a book about survival, sprout power. Here's a book, what is this? Pearl of the Orient, celebrating the heart and hustle of the Philippines. Woo, these sound so dangerous. Anyway, oh, here's one. The Weight Regain Paradox, The Fig and the Curd, Ancient Artisan something. I can't quite read. You get the idea, right? AT&T didn't want you to read these books. Blacklisted the whole site. Knowledge is power. But knowledge is considered dangerous by the powers that be, huh? And that's That's why I built BrightLearn, because I wanted you to have knowledge. I wanted to bypass the gatekeepers and the censors. And so they come back. They keep attacking and assaulting and censoring based on mobile phone carriers. You know, they try everything. They're desperate to silence the truth, aren't they? Desperate to censor people. That's why I need your help. I need you to spread the word. Download the books. They're all free. Share them with people. Use the engine. Create your own books. Spread the word. Link to the website from your blog or your site or your Substack or whatever the case may be. Link to brightlearn.ai, or you can link to the books library called books.brightlearn.ai. Link to us and help promote this engine. This is a nonprofit project. All the books are free, even free for commercial use. I mean, this is a good faith project to help educate and empower people with knowledge that can dramatically enhance the quality of their lives. And AT&T says, well, we don't want you to read that stuff. Oh, dangerous. Dangerous. You know what's funny? There's not even any executable code on the books website. You know, books.brightlearn.ai. There's no code there. All those pages are static pages. There's no dynamic code. There can't be malicious code. It's impossible because it's just flat pages. So AT&T was lying when they said that there's something harmful on the website. They lied. They lied to all their customers. They lied to the world, and they blocked us. And, you know, I've been enduring that kind of treatment for over a decade because of the fact that I advocate health and healing and truth and transparency and self-reliance and self-responsibility. I've been attacked and smeared and blacklisted and debanked and deplatformed for over a decade. So I've been through this before. Nothing surprises me. Yeah, it's still frustrating because here I am building an engine based on, you know, millions of dollars of effort that went into the underlying core AI engine that's used for this. I donated millions of dollars and 2 years of my time to this project to give away knowledge to the world as a way of saying thank you, as a way of honoring our creator, as a way of giving back to a world that has given me so much. And it's the most positive, good faith type of project that you can imagine. And AT&T says, no, that's harmful. Yeah, fuck you, AT&T. You know, fuck all of you, because this is the kind of thing that we need to make humanity survive what's coming. Sorry about the profanity. We need people to be informed. We need decentralization of knowledge. What we don't need is corporate monsters like AT&T deciding what we can and cannot read. This is America. You don't mess with people's libraries. You don't burn books online. Okay, but nobody at AT&T understands that. So, you know, if you're using AT&T, find a different carrier if you can. Vote with your dollars, you know. Get away from their services if you can. Because they just want to enslave you. They think they get to decide what you're allowed to read. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. They falsely claim that Bright Learn was harmful. No, what's harmful is the existence of AT&T and their near monopoly control over people's access to websites through mobile phone data and bandwidth. That's harmful to society. That's a danger. We should break up AT&T. Break them up into 100 smaller companies, you know? So there's some decentralization and some competition and some freedom. What's dangerous is the concentration of power in the hands of the few who care nothing about the people. You think AT&T cares about you? No, they don't care about you at all. If you don't believe me, just call their customer service and you will be convinced they don't give a rat's ass about you. Again, sorry to be so crude here today. Not normally like this. I try to keep things positive. I try to contribute to the world in a positive way, an uplifting way, and then I get met with this kind of insane nonsense, as if I had a site that was teaching people how to commit acts of terrorism or something, you know? you know, like the machete hatchet how-to website, do-it-yourself beheadings or something. You know, if they banned that site, well, I could see that. But not what? Oh, here, I did a book called Clove Bud, The Ancient Superfood for Modern Health. It's about how to eat cloves. So dangerous. So dangerous. I'm pretty sure terrorists must eat cloves too. You know, that kind of nonsense. So just more truth. So let me tell you about the new features. So as I promised, remember when I said that we're going to add a lot more science papers to the research engine? Because, you know, when you submit a book to brightlearn.ai and then that book, you know, you put in your prompt, what you want in there. You can give it a whole outline if you want, or you can just use one sentence. You can give it a bunch of notes. You can paste in your transcripts of stuff you've said before if you want. Just paste it in there. And then it generates a book outline for you, right? And then when you approve that, it generates a book cover. And then you approve that. And then you submit the book, right? And then our little engine goes to work. That is, we have an architect that plans your book chapter by chapter by chapter. And then the architect hands over the plans to the researchers, the research workers. And then those researchers, they research all your chapter topics through this massive index that I built over the last couple of years. And this index has, you know, what now, over 100,000 books, 100,000 science papers, millions of pages of articles and transcripts and podcasts and interviews and all kinds of things. Well, today I activated the science papers feature at brightlearn.ai. So now you can check the checkbox. Actually, it's checked by default that it says science papers. And then when it builds your book and it writes it for you, it does the fact checking, it does all the research, and then it puts the references at the bottom of each subchapter. Now those references have the science paper citations. It's been happening, you know, since I activated that feature. So now I saw somebody do a book on a really technical topic. Forgot what it was, like robotics and stuff. And the citations were great. They were all these science papers. And I'm the one who actually curated all these science papers. So I can tell you that we put in 100,000 papers on topics like soils, metallurgy, mining, phytochemistry, phytocognosy, nutrition, foods, economics. Oh, yeah, cognition and neurology. What else? Well, a lot of other things. I haven't yet added in like pharmacology or physiology. I haven't even done that yet. But the stuff I have in there right now is already pretty good. Oh, fusion. I got fusion in there. All kinds of energy type of topics and some high-level physics. Lots of fun. A little bit of robotics and computer science and, you know, neurocognitive research documents, etc. We've indexed the full-length science papers from all these peer-reviewed published journals so that we can cite them properly as part of the research that goes into these book chapters, you know? If you're going to write a compelling book, you want to do a lot of research. You want to read a lot of science papers, and you need to cite those, and that's exactly what our engine does for you. How cool is that? Anyway, then the research workers hand over the research to the writer workers, and the writer workers then write the chapters or the subchapters section by section. And then we have a packaging worker that packages it all together, renders the static pages, pushes it online, creates the PDF, sometimes error-free. our PDF worker has a problem, has like a substance abuse problem. I'll just admit it right now. There's an AI agent that does the packaging, the PDF writing, that needs a little bit of rehab. Just going to say. Sometimes those PDFs get a little off course. But we're working on it. We're working on it. We put that worker into the 12-step program. We're going to see if that helps. And anyway, the final product is posted online, and then it sends you an email with the download links, and boom, the book is yours. And you can also download the PDF, and you can just get a free online PDF editor if you want. And you can customize it. You know, you can edit it. You can switch it up. You can add notes or take away whatever you don't like. Change the cover art if you want. Although people love the cover art. Anyway, this is a really cool engine. You know, people are loving it. AT&T hates it. How dare you create knowledge? You know? But anyway, 100,000 science papers are now in the system. And I am looking at, man, I would have actually had more books in the system by now. I'm going to have books up to about 250,000 soon. Actually, 242,000 books soon. But my file storage system that has that particular library is so slow. It's just slow. Because that system is using physical hard drives, you know, the ones that spin. Whereas some of my later systems, I moved over to all solid state storage. Actually, NAS systems with NVMe, you know, M2 storage. And that's blazing fast. But this one happens to be on these hard drives. And they're slow. So anyway, just have patience with the process. And I'm going to get you... We're going to get to 250,000 books very soon, within a few weeks easily. We're going to get to 1,000,000 science papers also very soon, because I just checked. I've got 12 million science papers waiting in my final processing folder. So I just have to go through that and figure out which ones I want to pull in. So we're going to be at over 1,000,000 science papers pretty soon. And then we've got the... you know, millions of articles from lots and lots of amazing websites, including naturalnews.com, Mercola.com, Children's Health Defense, the Alliance for Natural Health, SayerG's, Green Med Info, The Truth About Cancer, and many more. Plus, full transcripts in the system from people like David Morgan, the Silver Guru, and a lot of other places, shows like Redacted, and then there's all my interviews that I've ever done, and lots of other things in there. So, but you can pick and choose what you want. So if you want to create a book that uses only science papers and, let's say, books for research, but you don't want any of my interviews to be considered, you don't want articles, you can just deselect that. And if you've used that feature in the past and it didn't quite do what you wanted, I did find a bug that had cropped up occasionally where whatever data sources you selected wasn't honored all the time by the research workers. Maybe they were joining the packaging workers and having a few too many at the bar or something. But I fixed that bug, and so that should be well respected now. That didn't affect all the books, but it definitely affected some of them, so I apologize for that. But anyway, sometimes these AI workers don't listen very well. And you have to remind them to do things like write better code. Oh, here, while I'm talking, somebody just submitted a book, Liquid Gold or Liquid Lie. It's the ultimate guide to spotting counterfeit olive oil in the UK. That's kind of cool. Is that a problem in the UK? I mean, I know it's a problem in America, fake olive oil. It's like, you know, cottonseed oil or whatever mixed with a little bit of olive oil. It's like corn oil, soy oil. It's kind of like the honey market, you know. Hey, here's some discount honey. Yeah, you mean corn syrup? Corn syrup with a thickener and a little bit of coloring in it. Yeah, with a little bit of fake honey taste enhancers. Yeah, that's not honey. That's corn syrup. Feed me your high fructose corn syrup garbage. Anyway, authors come up with amazing ideas for books just like that. And we love it. Oh, here's another one. Clay Sage Chronicles, the ancient secret to modern wellness and vitality. Huh. Clay Sage? Have you ever heard of Clay Sage? Is that clay mixed with sage herb? Or is that the wisdom of clay? You could read it either way, right? I don't know. But the books are rolling in, you know, every... like a couple of them every minute at this point, it seems. And people are having fun with it. So anyway, thank you for your support. I do want to mention that we also have the brightanswers.ai engine, which is rocking and rolling now. It's by far the best research engine for like a chatbot, better than ChatGPT. And I should tell you that BrightAnswers.ai uses the same 100,000 science papers as the BrightLearn.ai engine. So you see, these two engines share a common collection of index documents. That way I only have to add the documents one place. And then they get used for research and citations in both of these engines. So if you want to write a book, you use BrightLearn.ai. If you just want to write a report, or you just want answers or research, then you use BrightAnswers.ai. And both of them are free. However, I should mention something. If you want to unlock the advanced features of these sites, for example, on BrightLearn.ai, if you want to write a longer book, like 5 chapters, 9 chapters, or 15 chapters, which is a big book. I mean, it's like they come out at over 250 pages. You need to use a Bright token. You get those tokens by visiting healthrangerstore.com and get yourself some really amazing foods and superfoods and nutrition products. They're all laboratory tested, exquisitely sourced and ultra clean. The formulations are ultra clean. Just check the ingredients. I've been a clean food advocate for 25 years, and I built that store to provide the cleanest products to the world with the idea that I could help heal the world with clean food, you see. And hopefully we've been able to accomplish some of that. But when you shop there, you get what are called loyalty lion points equal to about 5% of your purchase. And those points, you can swap them there on the website at healthrangerstore.com. You just log in. You can swap the points for tokens. And then the tokens are kind of like a currency. And then you can use those tokens to generate longer books. Now, pretty soon at BrightAnswers.ai, the tokens will also unlock bigger features. And the free tier will be more limited than it is currently in terms of like the number of citations that it will research and things like that. And also the length of the answers is variable, or it will be as soon as I put that feature in place. So think of these tokens as a kind of currency in our ecosystem. They're not crypto, by the way. You know, nobody, you can't buy and sell the tokens. They have no commercial, you know, function. They're basically vouchers for unlocking features of our AI engine. It's just our way to say thank you for supporting us, because we need your support to be able to fund these engines. Like, if you saw my AI bill, oh man, like what? How did you spend that much money on hardware, electricity, and APIs, and inference, and all this other stuff? Oh, well, it adds up, you know? When you get 1 million people using your website, it adds up. So yeah, I need your help. This is a free project. It's nonprofit. It's non-commercial. We give away everything for free. You notice I never come to you asking for, you know, sign up and pay $10 a month to use the engine. No, I don't do that. I never even come to you. I never say donate, you know, give me money and we're doing a fundraiser. We need your money. No, I don't even do that. I just say, get yourself some awesome food, some superfoods, some nutritional supplements. Get our turmeric tincture. It's awesome. It's amazing. Get our clean toothpaste, our deodorant products that are made without aluminum. I mean, it's magnesium and baking soda. It's awesome. Get our first aid gel that's made with Texas rainwater with colloidal silver in it. And we make our own colloidal silver using metal plates. I mean, well, silver plates, I should specify. Obviously, they're silver plates. With electrolysis, you know. I mean, get yourself some of our awesome products. Get yourself some tokens, and then use the tokens to unlock some awesome features in our ecosystem. And thank you for your support. And the other way you can help us is just by spreading the word. Tell people about us. The more people we have using our technology, then the more we unlock information freedom, knowledge freedom, personal liberty, self-reliance. We get people off the centralized control grid. You know, we want to empower others around us so that more and more people are self-reliant, so that no matter what happens in in our country, you know, civil war breaks out or whatever, no matter what happens with the world, world war with Russia or China, whatever happens, power grid, cyber attacks, freaking alien arrival in the sky or whatever it is, you want more people around you to be more self-reliant. And we all become stronger when we are decentralized and capable. And by the way, there's a preparedness it's a preparedness category of free books at books.brightlearn.ai. Feel free to download those books. And pretty soon I will put together the final touches on my download synchronization tool that I've been working on for quite some time that I'd hoped to finish before Christmas. And that didn't happen because it got more complex. And it's also going to be super bandwidth intensive, which means our bandwidth bill is going to go even higher. If I told you what we just paid Cloudflare, you'd be astonished. It's insane. Cloudflare is making a lot of money. I love Cloudflare. They do a great job, but my goodness, we're writing them some big checks, let me tell you. And a lot of it's to cover bandwidth of things that we give away for free. I mean, most of it is. So thank you for your support. And you can catch more updates about brightlearn.ai at this channel, wherever you're seeing this. We have a BrightLearn channel on brighttown.com and also on Rumble as well. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for spreading the word. And I'll bring you more updates, hopefully profanity-free in the future, based on whatever's happening, whatever new features we are announcing. So thank you for listening. Yeah, take care. Welcome to the Health Rangers Store 2026 New Year's Sale. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we've got a great collection of solutions for you to help make 2026 the best year of your life in terms of your health, your opportunities, mobility, immune function, digestive support, cognition, and so much more. And we put together some really special things for you here. So on any order where you spend $99 or more, we give you a free colloidal silver spray. And that's right here at the top of the page. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/2026 to find all these specials. And again, you get the free spray with any order of $99 or more. Plus, you get free shipping within the 48 contiguous U.S. states. And each day, by the way, we feature different special focus curated collections of products. So you can check those out each day, from digestion support to immune support, energy, mobility, really critical, heart support, fitness, etc. Now, there's one more thing that we're doing this year, first time ever. If you spend $299 or more, then we're going to give you 50 free books that we created ourselves using our book creation engine. These books are not public. They are created behind the scenes with special prompts using my knowledge and my interviews and so on. And these books cover the gamut of really great information. Again, you'll be able to download all 50 of these books free of charge, the PDFs, What to Do When Life Gets Less Predictable, Solving Everyday Problems at Home, How to Be Ready Without Panic, preparedness and self-reliance books, Prepared for Everyday Disruptions, What to Do When the Stores Are Closed. And we've got books on off-grid living, How to Live Comfortably Without Electricity, Solving Power, Water, and Storage Challenges, and so much more. We've got books on gardening and food growing, How to Grow Plants That Anyone Can Keep Alive. That sounds handy. Easy Plants That Grow Virtually Anywhere, Growing Useful Plants With Minimal Effort, Growing Food Without a Garden Yard, Simple Herbs and Spices You Can Grow at Home, and many more. We've got books on healthy cooking and daily living, like Healthy Drinks, Light Bites, and Homemade Treats, or One Pot Meals, Fresh Salads and Easy Sides, and more. In all, it's about 50 books, including Living Well with Fewer Outside Inputs. That's a book about self-reliance and off-grid living. All these books will be given to you as a free download if you spend $299 or more with us during the sale, which lasts through January 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. So the website you want to go to is healthrangerstore.com/2026. We'll get you straight to this page, and you can take advantage of these bonuses and these special curated collections while supplies last. And during this special New Year's sale, we've also got our third-party vendors offering discounts of up to 20% off, including the ever-popular Protovite liquid multivitamin right here, as well as Dawson Knives with our incredibly popular Hearthfire chef's knife and other chef's knives that we have there, and steak knives, all of this. We've got other discounts such as Bearded Brothers, very popular wholesome food bars, the Yo Bar, and so much more. All of this is available for you at healthrangerstore.com/2026. So take advantage of that, and thank you for supporting us as we help you make 2026 the best year ever. It's the year that you can revolutionize your health and your knowledge. And you can do all that by supporting us at healthrangerstore.com while we support the platforms that give you back unlimited knowledge like brightlearn.ai and others. So thank you for supporting us, and I look forward to having a great year with you.